He wasn't here in the first place.
The first mitzvah in the Sefer Chinuch is mitzvah peruvu. So anyone who ever attempts a seder at Minchas Chinuch at least gets through peruvu. Usually, some people here have gotten a lot farther, but for those who try it, at least familiar with Minchas Chinuch on peruvu. So let's talk about a few inyani peruvu. The Mishnah tells us on Samach Aleph and Beis in Yavamas, Lo yivatel adam mipiri rivya, alem kein yish lo banim. So the way the Bavli understands Machlokas, Yishami Beisola, Yishami says that your Yotzei Pruvu only with two boys. And Beisola says your Yotzei Pruvu only with a boy and a girl. And the Gemara presents that they are two different Limudim. Yishami learns from Moshe Rabbeinu, about two boys, and then he was parished from Ishto. And Beisola learns from this week's Sedra, Zachar Nekev Abraham, so the model, the prototype of having children, is having a boy and a girl. And that's how we assume in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Mar Makom. Simon Aleph and Ebenezer is the Simon of Peruvu. Simon Aleph Sif Hey, Mechaber writes, Kev and Sheesh Adam Zachar Nekev, Akiya Mrs. Peruvia, Behu Shaloh Yah Ben Saris, on Nekev Islandus. So they have to have children who are capable of producing their own children. Fine. There is a minority opinion of Rishonim, which is partially based in Rishalmi. Rishalmi seems to understand that the machlok of Rishalmi is a little bit different. Rishalmi says, you're only mekayim peruvu if you have two boys. And the Tzilah says, you're even mekayim peruvu if you have a boy and a girl. So that position is quoted as a Yesh Omrim in the Meiri here, in the Gemara in Yavamis, quoted by a couple other Rishonim as well, based on Hashlama, Tosis Rid, that even if you have a boy and a girl, according to Beis Hillel, you're Yotzi either way, boy, or boy-girl. Again, not how we assume Lahalacha, but there is such a minority opinion quoted in Rishonim. There's just a fascinating Mar Makom. Avnei Nezer, Avnei Ezer, Simon Aleph, Oth Yedez. He writes, the bottom of the first column, he heard from Yavshula Kutner that he heard that the Marit only had boys, and he didn't take it upon himself to marry another wife to try to have a girl. He writes in parentheses, the Marit didn't live in a country where they're concerned about so he could have had two wives. Shesamach al Yushalmi, the Afla Beis Hillel Yotzei Bishnei Zacharim, Veshami Afilu Zachar Nekeva. Even though we don't assume that way, because our Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitei Avid, and that's not reflective of normative halacha. Nevertheless, there's a Zohar. Yom Kolos Moshe, Shal Nelech Me'al Raglecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was thought to be parish Me'ishto. Michal asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that appropriate? What about Zachar Nekev Abraham? And Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was there to Mekai and Peruvu. So according to the Zohar, Kadosh Baruch Hu paskins like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli, that you could be Yotzei Peruvu even with two Zacharim. And if the Zohar says that that's the position of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so obviously Rishon Bar Yochai knew what he was talking about, and therefore the Marit felt that he didn't have to take any additional initiatives to have a girl. Okay. Let's look now in the next page of the Mar Makom, go backwards, the next page of the Mar in Yavama, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara presents the following Machlokas Amaram, the last short line, Imar. Let's say a person is born non-Jewish. He has children as a non-Jew. Then he's Geyer. Then he converts. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem Peri Rivya. Rish Lakish Amar Lo Kiyem Peri Rivya. So Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Was he Mekayim Peruvu with these children that were born v'giyuso? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem Peri Rivya. Daha Havalei. Bottom line, he had children. It's true that he had children, but once he converted, he no longer has any yachas to the children. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that there is yachas between father and son among the Umas Olam is enough to generate a, sounds like, kiyum of Puruvu once he converts. At least there's no need to further engage in Puruvu once he converts. So Reish Lakish says no, because Gershin V'Kayakot Nishon Oladami, that changes the dynamic of the relationship, and there's no sustained kiyum mitzvahs Puruvu. Now we pass in Lahalacha like Rabbi Yochanan. There's a sub Machlokas Rishonim. Is there another caveat here? When we say that your Mekayim Puruvu Kranter Yochanan is that if the children convert also, or even if the children remain B'Nachri Yusam. So the Rambam, Isha's Perek Tesvav, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Vav, Hayla Bani Megiyuso, second to last page in the packet, V'Niskayer Hu V'Heim. The Rambam says not enough that the father's Megayer in order to have the sustained Ki and Purvu, the children have to Megayer also.
So that would be a different case from the Gemara?
Or he's Mefarish the Gemara that way.
Well, he added in the Hain, right?
With the caveat that they also converted. Hareza Kiyam Mitzvazu. Says the Magen Mishnah. Machlok Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Halak Rabbi Yochanan, Upirish Rabbeinu. Not that he had a different Girsa, but he understood in the Gemara. Shabbanim Nisgayu Gamkein. V'nachanu, she'em lokein haya mechuy of Lisa k'dei liyos labanim Yisraelim. V'lo yom Reb Yochanan, debanim akim dailo. In Svara, the whole point of Puruvu on some level is to perpetuate Jews. It's not Sheves. Sheves may reflect perpetuating humanity. Puruvu, at least post-Matan Torah, means that we have to sustain the Jewish people. That's why if you give birth to Saras or Island, it's Yonamikai in Puruvu. That's why if you had children, the children, Rechman al-Islam, die, then you're not Mekai in Peruvu. So, they have to be Jewish. That's, in Svara says about the Mishnah, the Rambam could have conceived, pardon the pun, that you could have been Mekai in Peruvu if the children themselves wouldn't convert as well. And that's reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Turn back to Simon Aleph Se'iv Zayin. Hayla Banim Begiuso, the Niskay Yerhu V'Heim, like the Rambam, Rezekiah Misazu. Fine. Who argues on the Rambam? Take a look at the Chalkas Mechokeg Sivka Tantes. Shuvis Maril. Here it says Simon Reish Kaf Gimel, and our Shuvis Maril, it's Kuf Tzadi Vav. Pasuk afilu lo niskayu rabbanu v'imo v'chei mash miksas v'gemara. Mash miksas v'gemara, you pointed out, because there's no indication otherwise. The Maril doesn't explain. He just says it as a davar pashut without the explanation, one line, that even lo niskayu rabbanu v'imo. Presumably, the Maril is assuming that to the extent, and we'll talk about how exactly this works in a few moments, to the extent that a ger shenisgayu is mekayim pruvu through the action of having children big yuso, so somehow that key in Puruvu may still be more Shevis oriented than Puruvu oriented, and that's enough to have the necessary key, even though the children that he leaves do not end up being Jewish. Aruch HaShulchan has the following analysis of this Machlokes to kind of minimize the Machlokes. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan beginning in Se'if Yotes. So Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. Hayla banim biyoso kusi v'niskayer. The censor adds in biyam kamonim, because obviously nowadays no one would convert. Hareza kiyam peruvu. The Alpha God, the Bekadim Shinola Dambi, so why Reish Lakish is correct that Gershin the Kakad Shinola Dambi, just Rabbi Yochanan argues on the application in our case. Cave and the Gam He B'nai Piri Rivya, Dinu, Alpha Bishalin Estavu, so B'nai Noach are Bechlau Puruvu on some level, even if there's no formal Tzivoy it's not one of the Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, and presumably that's a Sheves oriented kind of pruvu, which the Aruch HaShulchan elaborated on earlier in Sif Hei. Mikamakam, Harei b'chlal yusam yeshalein k'machov liyashiv olam, they do have a obligation to populate the world. Shezer ritzon Hashem b'chassal adam l'noach. So that was a bracha to humanity. Pruvu melu aretz isn't tzivut to Klal Yisrael, it's a tzivut to humanity. The Iker Peri Rivia whom Yishum l'shavis yitzara. The Kevish Asa Sheves ba'olam Shuvlin Eschayim b'mitzvazu. The once he's Mekayim Sheves, then he's no longer Mechuyiv to do anymore.
Who's the Sheves going to be a better role to what?
Maybe Nechanami. So he goes on. V'zeshek Asad Neshekim Pruvu. So what does that mean then, that he's Mekayim Pruvu? It doesn't mean that he's Mekayim the formal Asei of Puravu, which is for Klal Yisrael. Ala Kolomar, Shekiyim Puravu, Sha'ata Eina Mutala Salav, Mitzvah Puravu. That there's a Ptur. It's not that he has a mitzvah points of Puravu, but he's done enough that he has a Ptur that he doesn't have to engage further in Puravu. So that doesn't count because there's no yichus. Then he says in Sifkaf, Kasa Ram Vator, the Mayukish in Iskayra Avabanim, Kasa Mefarsh and Dimlokain Vadai, the Haim Enam Onlo Kim Mr. Pruvu, we saw the Makin Mishnah, Vyesh Omer the Maril, that no, even if the kids don't convert, Haimash from the Kamik Dolly Rishon, who's pointed out Pashas Hagamara, Ube Emes, Kame the Havik and Kathan Shinola, and Mamawil Devay Ram Vator, what does it help? So the reality is Rabbi Yochanan has to agree that Gerish and Zakari Kaddish and all the dummy, it is true. So what pruvu is there even if the kids are Megayer? Elevadai de Yotzei de pruvu gami kodem. So he's ready Yotzei beforehand. Imkei b'cholin yin Yotzei. The Ode de B'shas b'vur lehedi de Adarab Shem Zakari ein lam yachas elezah. Nearly. The ein kamach lokas. The Gamma Ramavator Modim, the Gamma Niskay Levado, Enamasuva Odal Puravu, Kevin to make carbonate Puravuninu, Afshalin Estavu. So the Ramav will really agree that even if the kids don't convert, he's no longer obligated Puravu, Alashemikal Makam, Elokim, Hamissus Asay, Kamosha Biarnu, the Bivade Bissina Kishin Estavu Yisrael, Amisuzu, Pshita Shaisa Misvashi Yalidu Osaman Ifnasim Takas Kanfei Ashkina. Avol im gam abanu niskayru paske de kai misses asezu vatam afshe misyachsen ata acher mikomach mikodem hari yisyachsu acherav ubechol yud samine pruvu nenu vaasay bishu vishal olam viata nichnis etachas kan feishchina hari mamish kiyem mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are two components of pruvu. There's the ma'isa mitzvah, and there's the result that you end up having Jews that you're responsible for populating. So even if technically speaking these kids are Megayer or not Misyachis Akharav, but in point of reality, he was responsible for populating the world with these sons. And he did an action which ostensibly is an action of Puravu, even with Tara Shavas when he was a guy. So those two things together create a kiyum or a fulfillment on some level of Mitzvah's Puravu. So there's no obligation to pursue that any further. The Rugger says something similar, Chuvas Safnas Paneach Warsaw Simon Kuf Pehei, that it's not pshat that you're Mekayim Mitzvahs Puravu in the formal technical sense. It means that you're not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah anymore, that there is a Ptur, that you're Mechuyev in Puravu until such point as you have children who, let's say, like Aruch HaShulchan said, are you responsible for populating the world with. So Lemaisa, once you have sons who are Jewish, so then you're no longer responsible for Kiyam Mitzvah's Puravu. He says, Mashal, baby has a Mila Toch Shemona. So you haven't been the Kiyam Mitzvah's Mila, because it was Mila Shel Bezmano, it was too early, but there's no Chi of Mila after that point. We talk about Hatafa. But once you're no longer in a position to, the Mila has been done, the result has been affected, so there's no Kiya Mrs. Puravu, because the Maisa, the baby's already Nimal, see here too. There's no Chiyav of Puravu for this father with Megayu, because the Maisa, he has Jewish children.
If they're Megayer also.
If they're Megayer also.
But he says, the Aruch Shulchan says, if they're Megayer also,
yeah,
then there is a Kimasei. Right? If only he's
Megayer. He doesn't say.
He says, plus what the Kimasei is to say, right?
Right.
The first way is it sounds like there's a Pur.
Right. So even where he says.
But if all he is only Megayer, mm-hmm, then there's a Pur.
Right.
If they're also Megayer, then there's a Kiyam, because of what the Maisa would count them before, and now there's also a Pur.
Right. It's not the Aruch Shulchan goes a little further. Correct. Not exactly the same. Correct. In the Sefer Mereshis Moshe, Simon Samachvav and Yavamis, he points out that Tosas is a little bit meduyak this way also. Take a look at Tosas Samachvetam and Aleph, Yavamask Rabbi Yochanan. Afal Gav Dilinian Kamadvar Marminan Gershin is Gai Kadishinola. Dami Rabbi Yochanan has to agree on some level, Gershin is Gai is true. Nikomoka Mistabrele, Rabbi Yochanan Hacha, Kevin de Minach Riuso Kiyem, Dezara Miyuchas Acharav. Bosasha Mifter Nami Bosasha Mifter Nami Kishiniskayer. And Kevan de Binach Ryuso Kiyem. So there was a Kiyem when it was a guy because our Miuchas Acharav at that point. So he remains Pater even when he's Niskayer. That we don't say, it's not Pshat that he was Mekayem Peruvu once he's, when he was a guy. It's that he's no longer Mukhuya to be Mekayem Peruvu once he is Megayer. This analysis may be more necessary. Rav Asher, I think, says this in one of his pieces, Minchas Asher, which was just reprinted in Sefer Bereishis, who ever didn't get the new one, about double the content of the original edition. So Yiduim, as we alluded to earlier, the famous comment of the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahs Peruvu, where the Minchas Chinuch develops the idea that Mitzvahs Peruvu is totally result-oriented and not action-oriented. The crux of Peruvu is not the Maaseh Bia, but rather the result, rather the Totsah. That's how he answers the Kasha that he quotes to Rav Eben, who was bothered, why is it that on the one hand we pass Rav Yochanan over here, that you're Mekayim Peruvu, that even though at the time that you did ostensibly the Maaseh Mitzvah, you were in a state of Ptur, and yet the din is Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaf Ches, that if a person eats a Kazayis Matzah when he's a Shota, he is not Yotzei Yedei Chavasa. So there also, you're doing a Kiyam Mitzvah B'Shas Ptur, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah when he's a Shota, and there you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, and here, apparently you are Yotzei the Mitzvah Peruvu, Be'ger Shenis Gayer. It says in Minchas Chinuch, it must be that the two are totally different. When it comes to a regular Maaseh Mitzvah, so then you have to be in a state of Chiyuv in order for the Maaseh Mitzvah to count. But here, Peruvu is not talking about a regular Maaseh Mitzvah. It's all result-oriented, it's all Tatsah-oriented, so it doesn't make a difference what the status of the person was at the time of the Maaseh Bia that presented the children. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch says you can understand that Mamzeris doesn't pose a problem for the Mitzvah Peruvu. Even if you are molid a Mamzer, you're still Yosef Peruvu, even though it ostensibly should be a Mitzvah Babavera. So he doesn't say it's not a Mitzvah Babavera because it's not Loratos, but he says it's not a Mitzvah Babavera because there's no Maaseh Mitzvah of concern, there's no Maaseh Mitzvah consequence. The Maaseh Bia doesn't interest us, it's the Tosah. And that's why you well understand, says the Minchas Chinuch, the din, that even if you have children, the mitzvah of Peruvu is still totally va'omeid until you end up having grandchildren. Rachman Lazan, you have children and they pass away before they have children themselves. You don't have the requisite son and daughter from a combination of a son and daughter. So then you end up not being mekayem the mitzvah, even though it could be totally va'omeid for 40, 50 years. That's the Minchas Chinuch's yesod. And others are not happy about that, among them are Moshe. Eben Ezra Chely Beis Simen Yuches, among other places. Rav Asher quotes in Svi Pesach Frank, and as the Saga Centuri, Eben also is that position, and others as well. The Moshe says, no, that's not Mistaber. Not Mistaber that the mitzvah isn't totally on the Maisa. That the Maisa Bia is in fact critical to the mitzvah of Peruvu. We'll come back to other applications of that hopefully in a few moments. But if, so Rav Asher points out in his piece here in Minchas Asher Bereishis, that if you assume, like that other approach, that no, the Maisa Mitzvah is of consequence, and that's the Minchas Chinuch leaves with the Kasha, which is one of Moshe's rayas to his position. The Tosin Baba Basra Yud Gimel discusses Chazi Yevah Chazi Ben Chorin, what's the Be'inna of Mishachar and Eved, the Be'inna of the Mitzvah Pruvu. So there it sounds like talking about Gemara B as being the Shaskiyim Pruvu. So Minchas Chinuch leaves that as a Tzarech Iyan on his Yisod, and Moshe says that's a raya against the Minchas Chinuch. Fine. But Rav Asher points out that if you're going to take this approach that the Maisa Mitzvah is critical, so then you have to al karchach have the analysis in this Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan Kiyam per Rivia isn't that there's actually a Kiyam. There is no Kiyam because he's clearly not a Bar Chiyuv at the time of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's just that there is a Ptur. That if you're responsible, and you know, the way he prefers to say it is that anyway you slice it, there is a certain totsa orientation of Peruvu that drives it, but that doesn't necessarily take away from the fact that the Kiyam Mitzvah is Bishas the Maisa Biyam. So if you take that approach, you on some level have to say that there is, it's not that you're Mekayim myth in the formal sense, it's that there's a Ptura, that once you create a situation where the Tosa exists, then you're Pater from any further attempt at having children beyond that. Okay, Rav Asher there thinks that the two approaches to the Mitzvah Peruvu are also relevant to the question of Nisabra Bambati, which is relevant to whether there's a Kiyam Peruvu in situations of artificial insemination or IVF. I think that's the Hafreyach, but just take a look at the Chalkan Vachokek, Sifkat and Ches, and Sinan Aleph. Chalkas Mechokek writes, Yesh Listapek, the top line on page Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch pagination. Yesh Listapek, Isha Shinas Abra Bambati, Im Kiyem Ha'av Peruvu, Vim Mikri Beno L'chol Davar. So a woman conceives without a Maisabiyah, immaculate conception. What's the status of the son? Both as far as Peruvu and as far as Yichas Acher Ha'av. Belikute Maril Nimsa Sheben Sira Haya Beno Shel Ben Yirmiyah Hanavi Sherachas Bambati Sir Begamati Yirmiyah. So the exact source of this is a separate topic, but there is some source for this presentation that was a case of Nisabra Bambati. So the Chalkas Mechokek leaves that with a Safik Ladina. Take a look at the Beis Shmuel Sifkat and Yud. Quotes the Chalkas Mechokek. V'yesh l'aviraya v'mashakasa v'gos smak v'abach hevi b'yardei simon kutsari. Hey, that's the simon of Harchokos and Hilchos Nida. Ish amus heres sh'al tishka v'asad and sh'shacha v'alein ish acher. A woman should be careful not to sleep on the sheets that were slept on by another man. Pentis Abra Mishich Vazer Shalacher. Zera Shema Yisa Chosame Aviv. Nishma Davei Benol Chaldor. The fact that there is such a concern that a woman may become impregnated with the Zera that's left on a sheep from someone else, and that could have halacha consequences, that sounds like the no sin Zera in the case of Nis Abra Bambati is the halachic father, and by extension, there would be a kiyum of Mitzvahs Peruvu as well. The Taz says here in the end of Sivkat and Ches, not necessarily Raya, Shamaluchum Armina and Lukulul Armina. So maybe that's a concern of the Stinim Luchumra, but not necessarily Lukula that we would say is Nisyaches Acharas. This ends up being a, the Beishmul is noted that there is Yichas Acharav, the Taz is noted not that way. So Rashi there writes, well, maybe this should be Talia on the question whether we're result oriented or mice oriented, because here there is clearly no mice to be, but the result is obviously affected that there is a child that comes out of this situation. again, that's not Bechreach, because even if it is Maisa oriented, it could be that this is a sufficient Maisa for purposes of Puravu. The Ramosha holds that, as we'll see in other Chuvas, that you are Yosei Puravu, and it is Nisachis Achar Ha'av Mekesadolim Bambati. Ramosha clearly holds that the Maisa is critical when it comes to defining the Mitzvah of Puravu. Svi Pesach Frank, in the other direction, has the following suggestion. Chuvas Hartzvi Evan Ezra Simon Dalid, even if you want to assume that Nisabra Bambati, you're not Mekai in Puravu, like that side of the Chalkis Lefokek, like the Taz's possibility, even if you assume that your name is Kaya and Peruvu Nisabra Bambati, maybe artificial insemination is better. Because there, excuse me, the Baal, the Nosin Zera, is Mosi Zera for that explicit purpose. And he says, and maybe you'll argue that the doctor doing the procedure is acting as the shaliach of the Baal for the purpose of Kiyam Mrs. Peruvu. So maybe it's even better than this Abra Bambati, because there's more of a Maisa done ayidei the Nosin Azaris. That's an interesting suggestion to think about. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Tes Simenun Aleph, Shar Dalid Os Ches. Chelek Tes Simenun Aleph, Shar Dalid Os Ches, is unconvinced that the Vlad is Miyuchas Achar Ha'av in the case of artificial insemination or by extension IVF, but it does seem that the more consensus among poskim is that there is full yichas acharav, and there would then be a kiyam of pravu. That's the bottom line of Shlomo Zalman in his famous piece on artificial insemination, which was originally printed in the first edition of Noam, reprinted in Mincha Shlomo, second volume, Simon Kuf Dalid. That's the position of Ramosha in a few Chuvos, Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Aleph, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud, Chelek Beis Simen Yud Ches. That's Rav Ozner's position, Chelek Tes Simen Reish Tes. Rav Ozner writes that the Chalkas Mechokek is Mesufbek, the Beis Shmuel is Pitalei, so we should follow Beis Shmuel, that you are Mekai and Pruvu in the case of the Nisabra Bambati, and this is an extension of the Nisabra Bambati. That seems to be the inclination of Dayan Weiss, Min Chasitka, Chelek Atlas, Simen Nun, and of Rav Avadya, Chelek Ches, Simen Kaf Aleph, Chelek Beis, Simen Aleph. Rav Shechter is less convinced about this. Rav Shechter at least is Choshesh for the position that there wouldn't necessarily be Yichas Achar Av in the case of artificial insemination and by extension IVF as well. The most radical application of that would be if you have a no same Zara, the father is a Kohen, and then they have children through AI or IVF, then if you hold that the Vlad is not Mesiachis after the father, then the children wouldn't be considered Kohen and wouldn't be able to Duchen, etc., which would be potentially very embarrassing for family in that kind of a situation. So Schechter does sound like he's choshesh for that, but it does seem that the stronger consensus among the poskim and the right about this in the last two generations is that there is yichas acharav as a standard case of nisabra bambati, as the Beis Shmuel seems to conclude. The other application of this, which is discussed a little bit in the literature, Shlomo Zalman raises the question, let's say a woman is tovas, her husband, for a get because he's unable to conceive. And he says, we'll do artificial insemination. So is that enough of a claim to get out of the request for a get? So Shlomo Zalman is unsure about that. So quoted somewhere that there was a case in the Batei Din Eretz Yisrael where they ruled that he didn't have to give or get on those situations, but I couldn't find the actual source for that. So that's another application discussed here.
What does it matter to her if he's the legal father?
I think you mean to ask, why is she Tavasa get because she's not Mitzuv in Peruvu, which we didn't discuss today. But even if she's not Mitzuv in Peruvu, she may want to have children, and that is her right. That's what I saw quoted in one of the Pua volumes that Rabbi Bershin went to Rav Avadia once together with someone whose wife wanted him to undergo this kind of a procedure. And he said, the husband said, I'm not mechuyev to do this. And Rav Avadia said, you may not be mechuyev als peruvubi, mechuyev als v'hafta v'echa kamocha. If your wife is crying that she wants no children, this is the only way to do it.
What about genetically?